This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Japanese government has sent thousands of soldiers and rescue workers to save stranded residents in the destruction left by Typhoon Hagibis. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
It was time to clean up in Tokyo on Sunday after Japan's worst typhoon in more than 60 years swept out to sea, leaving behind blue skies and a trail of destruction. Some 27,000 members of Japan's self-defense forces and rescue workers were sent to save residents stranded by Typhoon Hagibis in the central Nagano prefecture and elsewhere. The storm has left large swathes of low-lying land in central and eastern Japan underwater, has cut power to almost 500,000 homes, and has killed at least 18 people. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has offered his condolences to the families of those killed, and said the government was working to save people's lives and property.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists and riot police clashed in chaotic scenes around the city on Sunday. Several rallies and shopping malls started peacefully with a few hundred people. But by late afternoon, hardcore black-clad activists trashed shops and metro stations and erected roadblocks around the city. Police made numerous arrests and deployed tear gas to disperse protesters. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Tunisians are voting today in a presidential runoff pitting a conservative academic against a media magnate fresh out of jail, reflecting a shift in the country's post-revolution political landscape. The political newcomers swept aside the old guard in the first round, highlighting voter anger over a stagnant economy, high unemployment, and poor public services. From Washington, this is VOA News.